Legend DJ and a tunes bang. Smoke and get lifted while you play. We don't give a damn what the rules say. We gon' turn this shit up on a Tuesday. 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 After that long day on that 9 to 5, the grind got you tired. It's time to unwind. It's get lifted radio, buzz. All right, the 5 that pine, get high the sky. And tune in to the latest of the future greatest. See who music breaking on the coolest station. Let them all know that you heard it here first. Cause we always got them exclusives playing. No matter the city you in, hit your app store and download that tune in. You'll catch a vibe with no matter who's spinning. Cause we got that fire rotating in here. Whether you're sitting at home, hitting a row, on chill or the go, we got you covered. Get lifted, radio, be where it's at. There's no telling who all you might discover when.
Imagine DJ in a tunes bang. Smoke and get lifted while you play. We don't give a damn what the rules say. We gon' turn this shit up on a Tuesday. 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 Turn this shit up on a Tuesday.
Yo, 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 yo. It's Turn Up Tuesdays. I'm your host, Maggie Love. We're live from Jacksonville, Florida. Blessed on another Tuesday. Yes, yes, yes. It's May 2nd. I think today is like the 122nd day of the year. We are in the second quarter of the year. I see a lot of people doing a lot of wonderful things so far for 2017. So I just want to say, big salute and a pat on the back for everybody out there who's really getting the grind on and doing what it do to make it happen. No excuses, man. I mean, none of this is easy. Trust me. It's a lot of long hours, a lot of research, a lot of studying, especially if you're one who didn't go to school for entrepreneurship and marketing and all those great things. You know, you're pretty much self-taught and following people who have been successful in the lanes that you're traveling in on your journey. And just make sure that you show love and appreciation to others. A lot of people are always asking, but you know, how much are you really giving is the real big question. Tonight, our guest is representing Hartford, Connecticut. I think right now he's out in Los Angeles, California, putting in some work. So we're going to be talking to Mr. Clockwise himself. His artist name is not Mr. I don't know why I put Mr. and Mrs. in front of everything, but we're going to be speaking to Clockwise of Hartford, Connecticut. He's got a couple joints out, that I'm really feeling. One of them is Los Angeles that he's pushing right now. And as I stated, he's over in the California West Coast area putting in some work. So shout out to him and his team. If you're not following us on Twitter and Instagram, please do so. All of our guests, we make sure that we not only have them as a guest on our platform, but we continue to support them and support their journey and, you know, let our network know who the striving individuals are that are putting in the work. So when you submit for interview requests and things like that, it's very important to me that those and your music is well put together. You're trying to be a household name. Make sure when you submit tracks and you submit requests, not perform, but many others, that you're packaged as an entry. It seems a lot easier for people to respect you and your brand, be part of what they have going on as well. Because just like you're building a brand with his team for having all of his materials well put together. His website is nice. He's on iTunes. Well, you know, digital streaming platforms, iTunes, Spotify, Pandora. Check him out. Follow him on Instagram and Twitter. KLOKWIZE. And before we bring him on, I want to get into one of his tracks. This one right here is The Feels right here on Turn It Up Tuesdays. Bow!
Do you want the way you walk, my sex, my talk to me, gave me the feeling I wanna have endlessly without a doubt.
for you, what I'm saying is on. From the kicks to the old coat, hit chicks with the rope dope, quick flicks at the shows and goals, slick shit and the homies know I got enough to blow.
Cause tonight is right, just let
Tuesdays, I'm your host, Maggie Love. That was Clock the Feels. Make sure you check them out on iTunes, SoundCloud, Spotify, Pandora, any digital streaming platform. K-L-O. K-L-Zebra-E. And with no further ado, I want to be Mr. Clockwise, sir. Welcome to Get Lifted Radio. What is this? What to do, what to do, what to do, man.
How you doing?
What's going on, man?
Chilling, enjoying the sunshine. Hope everybody's having a good summer so far.
Hey, you know, it's not officially, but it depends on where you at. That temperature might have you feeling like it is summertime, because I know we've been in the 90s here in Florida, boy.
Yeah, you're in Jayville, right?
Yes, sir. I'm in Jacksonville, Florida. I've been residing here for about 4.5 years now.
Right on.
Yes, sir. So you out in Cali right now, right?
Yeah, I'm out here finishing some new records and some videos. So it's really exciting. But originally, I'm from Hartford, Connecticut. Yeah. So it's wild to be all the way
England
over
area. So. I was getting ready to say, you know, tell me some of the differences that you are recognizing being over there on the West Coast versus being back home.
Oh, man, you know what's so funny? I mean, the main thing I noticed is, like, on the East Coast, we kind of dress different, kind of have a little different of a style. So out here, everything's athletic wear, fly sneakers. It's a whole different game. I like L.A. It's cool.
Lay back, chill. Everybody always ready to go to the gym or fight.
Yeah, like, you know, where I was from, we just wear little cargo shorts and Sperry's, and I got out here and they were like, no, you are not properly attired. You got to step it up.
And so where you cool from, that is stepping it up, right? The
yeah,
cargo.
Right, exactly. So, no,
I feel you.
It was fun, you know, like I got to start coming out here because DJ Quick, who's like been like a real cool mentor to me, just kind of like heard my music and started calling me to come out to LA, and I ended up going on his tour and doing some little support slots with him, and it's just really cool to get to know the country that way.
Definitely. So, man, it's crazy that you mentioned DJ Quick, because, you know, I'm going to reveal my age a little bit, but yeah, I grew up listening to, you know, Short, Too Short, DJ Quick, and a lot of others from the West Coast, you know, Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, Ice Cube, all them when they were coming up. And just when I heard your record, Los Angeles, and I listened to the lyrics, and you was like, he pulled you up out the stage or on the crowd or something, like he recognized you doing a show out in New York or something. And I'm like, that's pretty dope. You know, that speaks a lot about your talent. You know what I mean?
That's love, yeah. I appreciate it. Yeah, it was cool. Like, I just been doing my thing on the indie scene for a while, and I was running around, like, you know, show to show, and I had some records on ESPN. So, like, you know, things were rocking. But then when I got with him, it just put, like, a booster back in the whole thing. So the L.A. single, that Los Angeles single, is, like, my story of, like, literally just getting off the plane and acclimating to the whole new thing and to what the music industry is really kind of like out here and shit. It's been fun. It's been a great journey. So I'm glad you like that record. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I like that record. Your flow is different. It's different. It's refreshing, the delivery. I mean, I hate to say it, but if you turn on the radio, everybody sounds just about the same. So I love this whole, I love the whole indie lane, because I do get a lot of music submitted to me that, you know, it kind of keeps me feeling like I'm not on repeat, if you will. So.
Amen. I feel you. It's a weird time because technology has made it so that people can replicate what they like. You know, people are a fan of something and then they kind of replicate it. And that's good and bad, but you know, I'm definitely always trying to, like, find where it's going to be next. Like, I don't want to be where music is now. I want to be where it's going to be next. Like, that's my whole vibe. So, you know, like, the Los Angeles record, Uncle Dave produced that, Dave Foreman, and he just did 24 Karat for Bruno Mars, like, within that same time frame. So I felt like, oh, okay, we're going where it's about to be with that funkiness,
right?
You know, and just the funness.
So, what made you start your lane in the indie artistry? What made you want to, if you will, become, I just will say, a recording artist. I don't want to say a rapper, because I feel like you're more than that. So, what made you, want to become a recording artist?
I think, you know, like, even as a little kid, my mom was always playing, like, rhyming games with me. I was always interested in, like, a figure of speech or a turn of phrase or something that is said in a conversation that sounds like poetry, and just the little, like, everyday poetic things that you hear, you know? Like, it was always interesting to me. And, you know, like, hip-hop gets a bad rap, but for me, like, there was so much, it was so engrossing and it was so exciting to, like, almost research it and learn about everything and just pick up a little bit of every artist that I liked. You know, I was really influenced by the West Coast guys. Like, I love a lot about Pac. I liked his message. I liked the spirit that he meant what he was saying, you know? And then I would pick up nice little, like, fly delivery things, obviously, from some of the other West Coast guys, like you're talking about. There's a lot of flair to it. So, yeah, it's been cool, you know, like just growing and adding new skills to it, trying not to ever make the same song twice.
Right. So you mentioned about having a couple of your tracks featured on ESPN. It was like ESPN's First Take and the X Games.
Yes,
how did that make you feel, man? Like, I mean, come on. You got your joints featured on them, you know. So were they playing it at the beginning of, like, the X Game promotion commercials and things like that? How did that work out for you?
Yeah, for the X Games, it was on during one of the bike riders, like, he was going up and down on the ramps. And they had a record that I did called On My Way that, you know, was just running on the bottom. So I'm watching people do the little bike tricks and stuff. And then from there, First Take picked up. And First Take has ran like four or five of them at this point. And I did a little freestyle for them about the Super Bowl a couple of years ago. And so, like, it's just been really cool. Because, you know, you have relatives all over the country, you know, in Bumble, crazy, different places. And now they can all, like, tune into you, which is like a wild experience.
Man,
yeah, I'm just
well,
grateful,
congratulations
man. I'm just
to you
that
on that, man.
People get to see you. Oh, thank you. I'm just trying to do right by everybody, you know, and try to represent, like you said, for some good lyrics, something new.
So which tracks did you have featured? Because you got quite a few. You got an EP that you released last year. If I'm not mistaken, mm-hmm. It's called The Superhero Tapes.
Right on, yes.
So
yeah,
did you have a couple?
Came out last year, and The Rush was on there. The Rush from that record was on there. My man Ant Quick produced that. And so then I had a couple albums before that were less hip-hop oriented that had like a live band. And so it was kind of like the Gym Class Heroes, B.O.B. live band type rapping, and so a bunch of those ended up on ESPN as well. So, like, if you go on Spotify or iTunes or even SoundCloud, clockwise.net, like, there's a couple projects there that have all had some singles work, which is a great experience, you know?
Nice. Congratulations. See, a lot of artists, you know, they only look for the opportunity to get on the stage. And there's so much more that you can apply your music to, whether it be something as you did with the ESPN movies, jingles. There's so much, you know, there's so much video games nowadays. I walked
into
the T-Mobile store the other day and heard it was nothing but hip hop playing, you know? So I was like, what, T-Mobile got a contract with hip hop now? You just never know. You just got to look for the opportunities and put in the work. But while we're on that subject, I want to get into your track. I believe I have that track, The Rush. And actually, I believe that is the first track that I ever heard by you. I was just on SoundCloud, and I don't know if it was featured somewhere or if I just came across your SoundCloud, but that track is how I discovered Clockwise. So, and from there, I just kind of been following you and, you know, like I said, just listening to your music and just watching your journey and seeing that you're an artist that definitely takes pride in what you're doing, and you have a pretty dope fan base. They love what you're doing. They support you. So once again, I commend you for putting in the hard work. And we're going to jump right into your track right here.
Appreciate that.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. No doubt. You got to give props
too.
When props are due.
Well, and you guys are our best friend because, like, even since the beginning of it, it's like rappers and DJs, like, we can't have one without the other. Like, we all have to, like, be each other's best friend right now, you know?
Definitely.
That's hip-hop.
Definitely.
So it's cool. I appreciate it.
Bridging the gap. If you want to know why we have gaps, the gaps are there because, like he said, you know, we got to learn how to work together a little bit more better in the industry as far as indie artists go.
For sure.
So but here we go with your joint. Yeah.
Much love.
That's why I got on that because you were right. When I listened to the lyrics of that, that's exactly what it's about. So I appreciate you for this track, and we're going to get right into it right here on Turn Up Tuesdays, The Rush by Clockwise. Bow!
I can feel the rush. I can feel the rush.
What y'all want? Come on, come on.
I can feel the rush.
World acting like I pushed my luck, like I was off, like I get you up. Somebody switch this up, but I never intended to interrupt. I just felt like being an honorable mention isn't enough. When I make a record, essence is recorded. Reputable reporting on measures, more for the war games. I got out of jail collecting money like a board game. I'm so much more than those up in the norm, say. Back up, promoter still up on the sketchiness. Everything's hidden messages. Remember why I left this shit. They go crazy clock back up in his building. The king up in his personal sympathy and battle. Somehow having manners means that you're an ass. Well, sad, cause I could shake his hand when he'd rather see me back broke. These rappers all mad, I'm just having mad fun. Finally feel like rapping again, cause y'all are whack, son. Finally feel like meeting new women, cause y'all ain't bag none. Back to the happiness, missing from my last one. I solemnly swear to never go a road where I can see the stars and know the way home when I'm gone. But to keep it alive, what I'm most afraid of is an opinion, and that never dies. I mean, I gotta be absolved, bathed in alcohol. Small town Connecticut boy winning it all.
Leave the past behind, I'm moving forward. I can feel the rush. No more wasting time. You can't live forever, so just feel the rush.
Put my hand from my face, so look like I'm a hand in the straight. But the ass, I dump the managers. Have I managed to be great? I just control all the damages I face. Scrambling to chase, used to focus on the plan and never take. Now I'm happy with the man I am to date. So fuck all of your breaks and your handshakes. I'm the doctor, made the damn break. They more from my city, leaving the damn state. Nothing but love in the wilderness. I'm stuck on this villain kid. I refuse to play the judge or the hypocrite. Born door kicker. Lost homies, y'all should pull liquor. Me, y'all light a cigar, tour bigger. Tell the stories to people that need more pictures. Instead of socialite phonies, I'm going on Twitter. When they started hating on me, I ain't touching fam. I was on the road packing shows of fear, nothing been. Coming home soon, happy running to a couple fans. Hit a couple parties, blaze a couple grand. Couple numbers and recall them on the run like the Muffin Man. Now I'm sitting home, nothing playing. Flats on the wall, the food in the fridge. Happy all about it, I do it again. She looked at me and she asked if I lost it. How? I said I love you, but you don't know what you're talking about.
Leave the past behind, I'm moving forward. I can feel the rush. Down, 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 down. No more wasting time. You can't live forever, so just feel the rush.
I am your host, Maggie Love. We're live from Jacksonville, Florida. We got our man's Clockwise representing Hartford, Connecticut. Right now, he's out in L.A. doing some work, putting in some new work, you know. What it do?
Hey. What's up?
What's up, that's man? I like that joint. That's right, my there. Joint right there. I like that.
I appreciate it. I want to shout out Aunt Quentin that made that beat because I'm hearing it again and it's still knocking. I'm over here bobbing my head like I never
probably heard that joint like over 1,000 times, but still bumping to it, you know?
You know what's funny is then you go away from it. Then it comes out, and you're relieved, and you're happy, and you go away from it, and you try and go live some new life. So it's cool to hear it, yeah.
Definitely. So real quick, before I get into, before we jump right back into the interview, tonight, one of my questions that I had was in regards to hiding debt from your spouse or your partner. I'm not sure if you are currently involved or not, or if you've ever been in a situation where I hate to put artists on blast like that, because, you know, sometimes the plan is, you know, you talk to your significant other, we're gonna be like, hey baby, we just gonna play it like I'm single, you know, but it ain't nothing like that, we just trying to build up this fan base, whatever, whatever. So, you know, you could disclose that if you choose to or if you choose not to. Nonetheless, if you have or have never been, have you ever been in a situation like that before, you know, where you felt like you had to hide your debt from your partner or your spouse, or vice versa, they hid their debt from you?
Well, you know what's interesting with that is I have, like, I had a relationship for many years where it was sort of like it wasn't a team. You know, I don't care if either of us have, you know, a money issue on whatever day, but it should be a team, right? So mm-hmm. I used to feel like I was dating somebody that had laser vision into my wallet, that knew how to spend the exact amount of money I had in my wallet that day. And it used to make me mad. I used to get resentments about it. And I realized that in 2017, no matter who you decide to date, it should be a team. It should be a group effort.
I agree, man. I agree. You know, or at least, you know, if you don't want to disclose everything, at least make sure that when it comes, I guess, to handling certain situations, that you're there, you know, or because you have some situations where one person is always expecting the other to, I guess, take care of everything, whether it be going out to dinner,
exactly,
going out to the movies, you know, like, but then they'll go off and spend their money on a nice bracelet or a nice purse, or, you know what I'm saying, some red bottom,
exactly,
shoes or something. I've been paying for all the dinners. Where the hell you get that money from? You know, like.
No, for real.
But that's true, funny. Bro. You're like, I feel like she had X-ray vision, man. She's spending my money down to the T. Like, I'm not,
like,
even walking out with 5 cents.
you ever deal with that, love? You know, like, where it's like you could go 3 different places and somehow you spend the exact incremental amount throughout the day that you had.
Hey, me personally, I've never really, well, yeah, I have. Sometimes you want to blank, you just want to block all that out. Like, you don't even want to remember that. But I had a situation where I found out the hard way that somebody I was dating had a gambling problem. And, I mean, I really found out the real hard way, like, utilities and stuff getting cut off. I'm like, wait a minute, what, you know what I'm saying? Like, what's really going on? Like, it got to a point where I was like, this is really like dating a crackhead. I can no longer do this. You know what I'm saying? Like, I felt like somebody was coming home stealing the meat out the freezer. Like, nah, come on, man, we can't be doing this.
Yeah,
so,
a lot of traps out there.
So, yeah, be careful with your pockets. Be careful what you expose. Me, I feel like once you've been with somebody for a while, you know, and you guys are trying to build together, you know, whether it be like putting finances together to just save more or whatever the case mm-hmm. may be, if it's been an open conversation and, like, this is what we're going to do and everybody agrees, then I feel like at that point you definitely shouldn't be hiding any expenses and things like that from your partner or your spouse, because you've already breached the agreement. You know what I mean?
Totally. You're only as bad as your secrets. You know, the more secrets you have, the worse. You know, and with everything. It's just too hard to keep up secrets.
Man, who you telling? Who you telling?
Yeah, no.
Just keep it 100, as they say nowadays. Keep it 100.
Right.
So you said now you're working on some things. Is it something that you can disclose to us, or is it on the hush-hush right now?
Yes. I'm glad you asked, because I would love to talk about it first. It's the first time ever right now on the show. And so I can say that this summer I have an album coming out that I recorded here in Los Angeles, and it's called Permission to Land. It's real
nice.
Cool, because I felt like I got waved in to the other side of the country to make some funky stuff. So it's called Permission to Land. I got production from Uncle Dave. Obviously, of course, DJ Quick was a big part of it as well, helped me out, threw me some tracks. I've got ear drummers, Mikey Keys. I got Shy Carter singing on it, like, who I'm a huge fan of. All sorts of cool features. So, I mean, it's going to be, like, the biggest, wildest record I've been able to create. And I got to do it in Burbank at the Mix Room where Eminem did his project.
Burbank,
so
California.
Cool.
A lot of goes on in Burbank, man.
It's wild out there. Oh, and 1500 or nothing, too. I want to make sure I shout them out. 1500 or nothing, too, with some fly shit. So, but yeah, it was cool, like, recording there because there's plaques on the wall from, like, not even that he was my main influence in any way, but seeing, like, the Slim Shady LP up on the wall and being in that same booth was, like, incredible. I was like, I don't know, you know? How
right.
can I go wrong? This is going to be the best record ever.
Right. Just being around that, just knowing that that energy was in the building, I get it. I get it. I definitely
it's
get it.
Cool, man. So, you know, shout out to everything in California that is, like, has just welcomed me. Like, it's just been a really cool second family to have, and everybody out here put a lot of work into the project. So, it's this summer. You guys will see it this summer. The Los Angeles single will be on it.
Nice, nice. I'm looking forward to what you got going on, man. I hope one of these days I'll be able to actually see you perform live in action, you know what I'm saying? And shake your hand, you know?
Let's go, dog. I'm putting you in the guest list. When I come to Florida, we're going out. We'll be on.
Definitely, definitely. So, I mean, you're already working with some pretty dope producers and things of that nature. Right now, as an artist, you know, what do you feel like your biggest challenge is?
I think the biggest challenge right now is just that the climate is so negative and touchy right now. Like, everybody is sort of, like, on edge, and, you know, there's a lot of reason for that. And there's a lot that, as musicians, that we want to do to try and improve, you know, that climate. And just, you know, for me, I just try to make really, like, pure, positive, like, unmessed with, like, clean, simple music that people can just groove on and make their day a little better. And, you know, I hope that I can just help bring a little more, like, positivity to what the situation looks like right now for all of us, you know, in whatever way I can.
Love it. I love it. I was just speaking to a couple of artists that I know, and with it's been such a high number of suicides and things like that in regards to bullying with these young teenage kids, right? And one of the things that I remember in school, and then especially with it, like, being, you know, shown on the social media platforms, and I really don't understand why people share the video once it's out there. Like, it's shared over and over and over
right.
again, you know, like, but that's a whole nother topic. Nonetheless, where I was just, like, piggybacking off of what you were just saying, looking for positive messages and just positive vibes due to the nature and the climate that things are in right now. I remember having assemblies in schools where we would have, like, motivational speakers come and talk to us. And, you know, we would have, like, career day. And sometimes they would have, like, artists that would perform, and the music was it was motivational music. It was music that had a message behind it, that had a positive message, that didn't have profanity and things of that nature. And I feel like a lot of the indie artists right now are slipping on that. And I'm putting it out there. Like, I've talked to people about this behind closed doors and things like that, and people haven't moved on it. But I feel like someone such as myself, along with another collective of individual managers or promoters or publicists, I feel like it's something that can be coordinated if you know a group of indie artists and put them together and do, like, a high school or middle school tour where you go into these different high schools and these different middle schools to deliver the message. And with you indie artists, a lot of you guys are young still, or young looking at least, and good looking, and, and I think that the kids will pay attention, you know?
Yeah, you know, anybody out there that's listening, especially if you're in Florida, you know, hit me up so we can come, you know, do something like that. Because I do that out east a lot. I do, like, St. Joseph College and the Artist Collective and Great Harper Academy, which are, like, different art schools. And I try to hit something like that monthly because it reminds me, too. Sometimes when you say something out loud, it reminds you that you feel it. Like, you know, like, when you tell it to somebody else, it puts it back in practice for you, which is a really cool thing, you know? So I certainly, like, had a lot of tumultuous times when I was a kid, and I think that's why I'm okay with making happy music, is that somehow I made it out alive, and I want everybody to know they can make it out alive, you know?
Definitely. Somehow I made it out alive. Man, you never know somebody's story. Looking at you, I never thought I would, looking at you, I'd be like, nah, he ain't, come on, man. What you talking about? You're happy you made it out alive, you know? But then I'm listening to your record. I'm listening to your record, and I'm like, okay, wait a minute, you a little gutter, you know?
No, it's love, man. You know, it was weird growing into that look where people, like, gravitate, you know, to my entertainment stuff, maybe somewhat because of the look off rip. And before they get into music, they see the face or they see the smile and or whatever. And it's like, before all that, I was just a regular kid, like, in the city, you know, hopping trains, learning about hip-hop and graffiti and skateboarding, and I did all the fun kid things that you do, and, like, you know, now I just try to, like, refine it a little bit and bring out the best of shit.
No doubt. Before I let you go, man, I do want to get into your track, Los Angeles. I know you're busy. I know it's, like, 5:30 out there. Y'all probably still got a lot of work to do. So,
yo, it's so hot out here, let me tell you. We were out shooting a video today. We're shooting one in Calabasas on Friday with Purple Haze Liquor, and shout out to them. And it's so hot out here that I had to go.
Oh, yeah, you in the valley. I'm listening to the cities that you're naming. That's because you're in the valley. Yeah, you hot.
Oh, man. We all took a nap. My video guy, my producer, we're all in here and passed the hell out.
Got beat by the sun. Beat by the sun.
Yeah. I'm red. I'm so red in the face right now off this. I love it, though. This is great. I'm from a small town where we have farms and stuff. You know what I mean? This is great.
Yeah. So you out there having a ball. Man, you out there having a ball. Hey, nothing wrong with it. So
that's the spirit of that song, you know?
The Los Angeles?
Yeah, that's the whole spirit to it.
That's what I was just getting ready to ask you. Tell us a little bit about the track before we get into it.
So we were in Burbank doing my album last summer and putting these together. And AMG, who's like a real big West Coast legend, AMG was coming by a lot. And he was filling my music and he kept going, call me Uncle AMG. So he chopped up a Los Angeles sample and it was cool. And it gave me an idea to, like, sort of write a song about me just getting off the plane and the culture shock and what Los Angeles was like. And so then me and Uncle Dave went in the studio and sort of played like a funk groove around it. And I got to shout out Dave because he, like, is from whatever planet I'm from. I think he's from the same one because he just, like, is such a great funky musical counterpart. And he's done a lot for this record. So, you know, this is definitely, like, me and his, like, labor of love is this single right here.
Labor of love. Here we go with Los Angeles by Clockwise right here on Turn Up Tuesday.
Hey.
Bow!
Turn it up.
Hey, Uncle Dave. Let's get some spillover, man. Shit, we get like 10% of that money. I'm trying to pay my mom's house off, man.
So heavy in the game, I wonder if I'll ever be the same. Cause this is LA, heard about it in a Tupac song. At the bar with the jukebox on, there were two blocks on my feet, hitting the street at LAX, looking for my call service. What's next? Popping the beat, big boy on the radio. Music is faded slow, I'm trying to learn what all these players know. I was standing on the shoulders of OGs, rocking with Sugar Free in the OC. DJ Quick, you know that's the big homie. Found me out in New York, rocking big show fees that I had.
Love, we're live with our man Clockwise. That was his latest release, Los Angeles. Make sure you check that out on iTunes, SoundCloud. You can check out the video on YouTube. Subscribe.
Yes, yes. I love the video for this, man. The video is so cool because a lot of that is real footage from me just rolling around with different legendary people and seeing how they put it down. So it's a lot of real footage in there from like LAX and different quick shows and me and Dave working on the song, so everybody check it out, man.
Most definitely. Before I let you go, do you want to give any special words of encouragement or anything like that, any shout-outs to anybody?
I definitely want to shout out the whole Wise World family, which is the listeners. I don't even like to say fans. I like to say listeners because they really have, like, kept me going for a long time. It's been bigger than just fans. These guys have really, like, been listeners. So shout out to the whole Wise World family, my team, LaDonna, Jesse, Dave, and everybody that works with us on both sides. I'm just really, like, grateful. The album's coming out this summer. And what I would say to artists is there's a million ways to win. There's a million ways to cut the cake. I came out making weird, different type of music, and I found a way to cut the cake with it. So stick to your guns. Find a way to do it. There's a million ways.
That's what's up. There's a million ways to cut the cake. Cut the cake.
Yes.
Make them eat the cake.
Just,
eat
you
the
know,
cake.
Give people stuff you believe in. Give people stuff that speaks, you know, for your audience. And, like, you can't go wrong.
Definitely. I appreciate that very much. I appreciate you for taking the time out. Big shout out to LaDonna. She was very responsive in making sure that we got all the necessary materials that we needed to get all the promo material out in a timely fashion. If there's anything else that we could do for you on our end, please don't hesitate. Once again, we support everything that you have going on. I think you're a dope artist, very motivating and inspiring individual. So you too, keep your head up and keep on cutting that cake.
Much love, yo. I'm such a fan of the show, and you know, people are so lucky to have you. Like, this is such a great show, and there just needs to be more of you in the world.
I appreciate you.
I love the whole format.
Definitely.
So, yeah,
yo, and you
got,
make sure you smoke
you.
A big fat one out there for me, man.
I will. It's the wildness out here. It's like crazier than anywhere else.
You don't have to tell me, man. I know.
You know?
Hey, man, you have a good night. You be safe out there, okay?
Take care. Turn it up. Bless.
Turn it up. Love. That was our man, Clockwise. You make sure you follow him on Twitter and Instagram, KLOKWIZE. We're going to get into his joint right here. This joint actually won the best video in the Los Angeles film and script. It's titled Up Down, featuring Angela Luna, right here on Turn It Up Tuesdays. Bow!
Rocking all the kids. Yeah. I was making it rent for a scholarship. My mom's bugging, saying colleges called again, saying I got in, but I was on my way off of it. Hit the streets in my minivan at 18. Couple good friends, couple women, couple great things. Still young, ain't no one making them take me. Just trying to find a smile that I can save and straight me. Smoking weed, drinking brews. Just shit to do, didn't know it's the addiction grew. Every party girl had a piece of my heart. And I spark, try to finally see the meaning. I saw streets that I walked in the nighttime, looking for like mine. Thought maybe they see much in my sight lines. Champagne, white wine, whiskey, kisses, and tequila, sleep. Baby, need I speak? I've been
up, up, down, back around the corner. Still, I'm coming back to you.
What?
I've been up, up, down, back around the corner. Still, I'm coming back to you.
What?
I've been up, up, down,
damn.
following me. Honestly, wishing that I was not in the sea. Had me thinking good or bad, which one's harder to beat? But the sales paranoid, like who's targeting me? I'm 20 years old and nothing I thought I'd be. The depth of that dog will measure that large. So I was ice cold, a rebel at large. Crashed the car drunk, woke up in town. Nobody looking for me, nobody found me. Wondering where my soul went on bounty and just how to get this devil out me. Shit, judge said I needed rehab, homie. Locked living on twin beds, eating bologna. Tough guys, and it's some real bad somethings. But all I heard when I was in the bunks is I've been up,
down, back around the corner. Still I'm coming back to you. I've been up, down, back around the corner. Chasing what I wasn't supposed to do.
Tuesdays, I'm your host, Magic Love. We're live from Jacksonville, Florida. We're going to take this thing to Georgia, Macon, Georgia. We got my man, Sir Nasty, with I Got That Bone right here on Turn Up Tuesday. Bow.
Look into my eyes and tell me what it is you see in me.
You know a nigga came from the block. I stood on the block with the rock. I'm talking about crack. I'm talking about when I get the motherfucking microphone, a pussy nigga better get back. Pop, pop from the double Glock. I've been a thug in Harmony since 99. Go online, CDs, nigga, each one of mine. You will find that this motherfucking nigga hang line. Everybody wanna ride with a nine. When I ride by, I put a nigga blood on the blinds. Got the police coming with the ambulance. Coming more murder, motherfucker, put the thug on the line. They on that doo-wop and think they Tupac. Now put these two quarters in that jukebox. Every year, nigga, let's kill two cops. I got these two Glocks and shit. Shot, shot to my nigga indicated. When you see me in your city, motherfucker, we can ride on them. We can shoot from the streets to the booth. I'm the motherfucking truth, nigga, we can really ride on them. If murder be the assignment, then fuck whoever I sign with. Cause I'm gon' pay my hymen. You bitch, I got that bone.
Boom, 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 boom.
I got that bone, boom, 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 boom. I got that bone, 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 bone. I got that bone, 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 bone.
It's the original gangbang, and I don't give a fuck about nothing. You motherfuckers, I get down for my damn life.
Tell a nigga how I slap you in front of your bitch to prove that I'm not a bitch if I have to. Boy, it take more than some whores, a few guns, and a bunch of damn tattoos. Boy, I put four through your door, blood pour all over your tattoos. Fuck them teardrops in your face, nigga, I don't see nothing but tattoos. I'm a renegade, never been afraid, say what I gotta say. Any nigga, any bitch, any gang, any clique, any chick, I will hit you in the face with a motherfucking brick. I don't play that bullshit, buff em, I ain't never trust em. Shotgun, buck em, nigga, I be like, fuck em. I was taught to get down for my thing, nigga, let my nuts hang if them hoes wanna suck em. If murder be the assignment, then fuck whoever I sign with. I'm gon' pay my homage, you bitch.
AK, if a nigga wanna play. Every day, my nigga, all day.
I got that bone,
bone, bone, bone.
I got that bone, 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 bone. I got that bone, 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 bone. I got that bone, 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 bone.
It's the original gangbang, and I don't give a fuck about none of you motherfuckers. I get down for my damn life.
It's the original gangbang, and I don't give a fuck about none of you motherfuckers. I get down for my damn life.
Night will snack me, ready to cap you if we have to.
Then I'll be the ass in my back, get ready to pep at if we have to bang.
Then I'm in the middle, go make them chill.
Triple X Productions.
Love. We're live from Jacksonville, Florida. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at getlifted_radio. Make sure you also follow us on the gram, getliftedradio. Also check us out on Facebook, getliftedradio. If you have currently released music, going to be releasing music videos, if you have a business that you would like featured on our blog spot, getliftedentertainment.com, please visit getliftedentertainment.com. Fill out media submissions if you're looking to have a video track or your business advertised on our site. Also, if you want to be a guest on Turn Up Tuesdays, please fill out the interview request form, and we will get back to you with the first available dates. Currently scheduling interviews for June and July, so hit us up. Hey guests, expand your brand, be heard, express yourself right here on Turn It Up Tuesday. Before I go into my next track, though, I did want to talk a little bit about these playoffs. We got them Celtics playing tonight with the Wizards. Right now, them Celtics up 1-0. Isaiah Thomas, that little guy, boy, he was a baller. Baller. So big shout out to the Celtics fans. It's been a minute since y'all made it to the playoffs and had a little hope, I guess. But you got to get past my cap. Yes, sir. LeBron James, Kyrie Irving, and the crew is up on them Raptors 1-0. And shout out to freaking Jones last night for getting ejected from the game. That's not a good shout out. That's like a shout out to your ass for being stupid. Man, you just got called back for the very, last game of the season to play on the bench, really, for a championship team, and you get a technical, then you get ejected, then you get fined. I mean, you only get like $9,000, and I think he got fined like 6 of those 9. So shout out to him, but LeBron James is going to take care of that fine for him again. So what would you do? Look, if you had a team member that was constantly getting fined, would you continue to take care of his fines, or would you want him to learn his lesson? Now 347-826-7536 and press 1. Let me know. Before we go on, the West Coast, we got the West Coast tonight. The Warriors and the Jazz play their first game. That'll be a little interesting. Although I think the Warriors will come out on top for that. Then we got the Spurs up. The Rockets up over the Spurs in their series. They play again tomorrow night on TNT at 9:30 p.m. So that's a little bit on what's going on in the playoffs with the basketball there. And I'm going to get to my next track. My next track is by Lady Luck. You can follow her on Twitter and Instagram. I am Lady Luck. Right now, no irony there. The track is titled Right Now, Turn It Up Tuesday. Bow!
Right now,
Okay.
Photo ready, right now,
yeah.
Hold
got a lack of patience. I told a lot and called a lot of cases. Especially all this paper that I'm chasing. Ain't no time to be wasting.
Wake up early with the rooster, say a prayer, then maneuver through the city with my roof up. Know the preacher, know the teacher, know the stripper, know the booster. They respect you like a shooter when your character the truest. I'm a G. Ain't nothing fuck about me. Luck tough as Ali. Name pumped through these streets. Popping bottles all week. Keep my eyebrows on fleek. See my exit won't speak. Something new up in my sheets right now.
Give
of Tuesday. I'm your host, Maggie Love. We're live from Jacksonville, Florida. That was Beans by my man's Zach Ultra. You can follow him on Twitter and Instagram at Zach Ultra, ZACKULTRA. Y'all better be lucky I can spell off the top of my head. No, I'm just playing. Zach Ultra with Beans. Make sure you check him out. Check that out on all digital streaming platforms. So I don't know if you guys are aware, but I came across the information in regards to the Walter Scott situation. Just to refresh you all's memory, it's an African-American male who was shot in Charleston, South Carolina. He was walking like on a sidewalk near a tree after being pulled over in regards to, I believe it was a broken taillight, if I remember that particular situation correctly. Nonetheless, the officer there did plead guilty. He took a plea bargain and he pleaded guilty to one count of using excessive force, which is a violation of one's civil rights. So with that being said, of course, sentencing hasn't taken place yet. However, he could face up to life in prison and like a massive fine amount. So we'll just keep our eye on that. Finally, I guess somebody has gotten some sort of punishment, whether or not it's enough, or will ever be enough for these victims and their families. I don't think so. But, I'm just glad that this particular cop has to face some sort of consequence behind his actions. And I don't know if he willingly took responsibility or if he just felt it would have been a better route instead of taking it to trial. Who knows? But rest in love to Mr. Walter Scott, and much, much relief to him and to his family. In other news, I don't know how to even bring this up without sounding bitter or like my emotions aren't involved, but I am a part of the LGBT community, and as much as you try to suppress the stories that we read about homophobia, it just never goes away. It's always there. It's there every day now, it seems. And currently in Chechnya, it's a part over there in like Russia. I heard this on NPR a couple weeks ago where gay men were being targeted, and it's a true target if this is the way that they're going about gathering and arresting gay men. But the police officers there are they'll arrest a gay individual and take their phone and go through their contact list and set up these meetings, and the individual guys will go to these meetings, and then they'll be arrested and they'll be held in isolation, being tortured and things of that nature. And over there, it's really something that's not talked about. They try to act as if it doesn't exist. So some of these individuals, their families are not aware. What they do is they blackmail, and then their families want nothing to do with them at all, because their families don't want anybody to know that they have a gay male or in their family or a lesbian. However, the target at this point, it seems to be a majority of the gay males. And shout out to Angela Merkel. She's calling out Putin for him to, bring some sort of awareness and try to help figure out this situation, because at the end of the day, regardless of what one person's sexual orientation is, it has nothing to do with them being should have nothing to do with them being tortured and beat, and some of them are even being beaten and tortured to death.
So I hope they get that all figured out, man. It's a sad situation. I don't know why people just can't allow others to live their life. And I mean, what one does, if it's not affecting you, I don't understand why it affects you. But anyway, let me get into my last joint of the night. Shout out to my homie Nikki McKnight, man. I can't express enough gratitude for this particular artist. She's very supportive of everything that I had going on in my life since I've entered the indie industry about 5.5 years ago. So she's the intro on the show. She retweets her articles that we put on the blog. She's an overall dope artist, man. Genuine, supportive individual, hardworking young lady. So here's her latest track release, Beach Bum, featuring Kamal. You could check that out on SoundCloud and all digital streaming platforms. So here we go with Beach Bum by Nikki McKnight on Turn Up Tuesdays. I appreciate everybody for tuning in. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Get Lifted Radio. Good night.
Peace.
Palm trees and that calm breeze, man.
catch a DJ in a tune's bang. Smoke and get lifted while you play. We don't give a damn what the rules say. We gon' turn this shit up on a Tuesday. 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 After that long day on that 9 to 5, the grind got you tired. It's time to unwind. It's get lifted radio, bruh. It's alright. The 5 that pine, get high the sky. And tune into the latest of the future greatest. See who music breaking on the coolest station. Let them all know that you heard it here first. Cause we always got them exclusives playing. No matter the city you in, hit your app store and download that tune in. You'll catch a vibe with no matter who's spinning. Cause we got that fire rotating in here. Whether you're sitting at home, hitting a row, on chill or the go, we got you covered. Get lifted radio, be where it's at. There's no telling who all you might discover when. Catch a DJ in a tune's bang. Smoke and get lifted while you play. We don't give a damn what the rules say. We gon' turn this shit up on a Tuesday. 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 Turn this shit up on a Tuesday.
Switch to Sprint Unlimited Basic, featuring TV from Hulu and 500 megabytes of mobile hotspot. Plus, for a limited time, get 5 lines for only $120 per month. Hurry to a Sprint store or call 1-800-SPRINT-1.
Offer ends 8/16/18 after 1/31/2020. Pay $32 per month per line for 5 lines without a pay. One Hulu Limited commercial plan for eligible Sprint account. MHS reduced to 3G speeds after 500 megabytes per month. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Excludes taxes, fees, and roaming. Requires new lines. Subject to credit and 3-hour activation fee. Video streams up to 480p. Speed maximums, use rules, and restrictions apply.
Switch to Sprint Unlimited Basic, featuring TV from Hulu and 500 megabytes of mobile hotspot. Plus, for a limited time, get 5 lines for only $120 per month. Hurry to a Sprint store or call 1-800-SPRINT-1.
Offer ends 8/16/18 after 1/31/2020. Pay $32 per month per line for 5 lines without a pay. One Hulu Limited commercial plan for eligible Sprint account. MHS reduced to 3G speeds after 500 megabytes per month. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Excludes taxes, fees, and roaming. Requires new lines. Subject to credit and 3-hour activation fee. Video streams up to 480p. Speed maximums, use rules, and restrictions apply.